This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As chaotic as things have been in Syria, they got just that much more difficult today. 13 rebel groups now say they don't recognize the authority of the Western-backed Syrian National Coalition. But while the geopolitics work themselves out, as many as 2 million Syrians have run away. They've taken refuge in neighboring countries, which are now struggling to find homes for them and jobs as well. And the welcome that those refugees got at first has started to wear thin, as Kimberly Adams reports from Cairo.
Mayis Elshami and Ayman El-Nasser are two young men in their 20s. Both work in the same neighborhood in the Cairo suburb of 6th of October City. It's a bustling shopping district full of cafes, fast food restaurants, and clothing stores. But they are part of two increasingly divided communities. Elshami is 25 and a Syrian refugee. His family transplanted their sandwich shop from war-ravaged Daraa in southern Syria to a busy street here in this lively district.
As soon as we came to Egypt, the treatment was really good and we were happy and we didn't feel homesick. But after June 30th, everything turned upside down.
June 30th was when massive street protests started that led to President Mohamed Morsi being booted from office. Morsi was a strong supporter of the Syrian opposition. But when he was deposed, there was a backlash against Syrian refugees in Egypt. Some of that backlash was political, but some was economic. 26-year-old Egyptian Ayman El-Nasser works just around the corner from El-Shami's sandwich shop and says his perspective on Syrian refugees working here has changed.
The situation is different now. The Egyptian people don't get any benefit from them. Syrians have started begging here in Egypt, and they want any kind of job they can get. Now, Egyptian shop owners are hiring Syrians instead of Egyptians, so the percentage of unemployed youth like me increases.
El-Nasser has a college degree, but says he can't get any work other than a part-time job carrying charcoal for water pipes at an outdoor cafe. The Egyptian government estimates there are at least 300,000 Syrian refugees here right now, increasing competition as the country struggles with more than 13% unemployment. That tension is making things harder for those trying to help the refugees start a new life.
I think the access to employment now would be increasingly difficult.
Mohamed Dairi is the regional representative for the United Nations Refugee Agency. He thinks, hopes, this backlash against Syrian workers is just temporary.
We have got to see things cooling down and hopefully that the environment would change favorably in Egypt so that Syrians would recover the open arms and the support that they had enjoyed.
Many Egyptians in the 6th of October district still do support the refugees. They point out how they boost the real estate market and open new businesses. But part-time coffee shop worker El-Nasser doesn't see that as a good thing. His hands are covered in charcoal dust from his low-wage job keeping the bubbling water pipes hot, and he resents the competition the Syrians have brought in jobs and in business.
We used to be considered the biggest coffee shop in 6th of October. Now look over there where the Syrians open one, and all of them are there.
Preparing sandwiches nearby, Syrian refugee El-Shami complains that Egyptian customers have become more hostile, and he faces discrimination in the streets. He says he's done with Egypt.
We left our country because of dignity, to preserve our dignity, not to be offended. And even here, we came with our money, but we find a country that respects us.
El-Shami once planned to settle in Egypt and get married. Now he says he doesn't know where he'll go. Most of his family has left Egypt already and gone back to Syria. In Cairo, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.